I've been getting some questions on the timing of growth regulator herbicides on wheat. Those growth regulator herbicides include dicamba, 2,4-D, and even MCPA. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm your K-State multi-county agronomist for Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties. I deliver unbiased research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. So these growth regulator herbicides that include dicamba and 2,4-D, which are probably the two most popular growth regulator herbicides that we put out on wheat here in the spring. So dicamba is the product that we would put out if we're going after things like kochia, Russian thistle, anything along those lines, those summer annual broadleaf weeds that would be coming up in our wheat. The timing for application on dicamba includes from the two-leaf stage last fall clear up to the jointing stage this spring. So people ask, when is the jointing stage in wheat? So we know when to cut off our dicamba applications. So the jointing stage is when that growing point comes above the soil surface, and you can start to see that joint show up on a wheat stem. So that's what you're looking for. To know, you may need to dig up a wheat plant and slice that stem to see where that developing wheat head is to see if it's above the soil surface. So we want to make sure that we cut off or stop our dicamba applications at that jointing stage. If you apply dicamba after the jointing stage, we will see out in the field some relaxed stems. And so instead of a wheat stem basically standing straight up, it will be relaxed down and we'll have some bends in the joint of the wheat plant. This can also result in some yield loss. Now, when we're talking about dicamba, we don't mean just straight dicamba. It's anything that you might be including in a tank mix or in a product premix. One that we use out here a lot would be the Rave herbicide. It has dicamba in with it, and so know that with Rave, we have to stop at that jointing stage of wheat growth. So for 2,4-D, the timing is a little bit different. And when we're using 2,4-D, we're really probably going after the mustard species that we're seeing out in the fields. We're seeing the yellow pinnate tansy mustard, and we're seeing some blue mustard showing up in fields. So 2,4-D is really good for going after these mustards. 2,4-D application timing starts at tillering and goes up to the early boot stage of growth. Now, when we're talking about tillering, we mean that tillering is complete. Now, for most of our wheat out in the field, this is probably not going to be a concern. Wheat that was planted on time and had plenty of time to get fall tillers established on it. However, we have quite a bit of wheat that was put in a little later than ideal and didn't have a lot of chance to establish those fall tillers. So we're heavily relying on spring tillers for yield. So we don't want to put 2,4-D on too early because it will stop tiller formation. So we want to make sure we get our spring tillers in place, and then we can apply it through that joint stage clear up to the early boot stage. Now, that's the two most popular ones that we're looking at for our area. The one that we don't apply a whole lot is MCPA. This is also a growth regulator herbicide that actually does a really good job on weeds that we're going after out in the field right now. It has a much wider timing of application, and that starts from the three-leaf stage last fall clear up to the boot stage of development. Now, we talk about boot stage being the end of timing for applying these growth regulator herbicides, and that's because if we apply growth regulators into when that head is being formed, we can result in malformed heads, we can have sterility, so no kernels in the heads, and that will add up to our yield loss. So knowing your timing of your growth regulator herbicides is very important. Now, to summarize the timing of these growth regulator herbicides, I have a chart posted on my website, and that's www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. And that chart is just something that I've drawn up by hand to know when the timing of those growth regulator herbicides should be happening. You can catch it on the website. I also have it posted on my Facebook page. If you have any questions about, catch me at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, and Sharon Springs, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby.